This is VOA News. I'm Steve Gorman. Provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members of a midwife training center killed in an attack. Gunmen stormed the facility in the city of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, and fought security forces for several hours. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. An Egyptian court is turning to the country's top Islamic religious leaders to consult on the death sentences handed down to 75 people involved in a 2013 Muslim Brotherhood sit-in in northern Cairo. A sit-in was stormed by the Egyptian military after the Brotherhood refused to leave the camp. Edward Uranian reports.
Former Muslim Brotherhood politician Amr Darag claimed in a tweet Saturday that the Sisi government considers the unfreezing of U.S. military aid to Egypt a green light for the death sentences, and that the U.S. administration will have the blood of these innocent victims on its hands. The Trump administration unfroze $195 million in military aid to Egypt this past week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Somalian and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. Decision made after a summit in Asmara where the two did meet. The nations have not had diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years. The leaders are scheduled to continue their talks later today. People of Mali go to the polls today to determine whether to grant a second term to their president, and Zimbabweans will be casting votes on Monday, their first election since longtime leader Robert Mugabe was forced to resign. This is VOA News. Polls have opened for Cambodians. They're voting on 125 seats in the country's National Assembly, a process widely criticized for the lack of significant opposition to the ruling Cambodian People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen. With the Supreme Court's dissolution last year of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, the Cambodian People's Party is largely expected to stay in power. United Nations has criticized the election as fundamentally flawed because the legal action against the CNRP and its leaders, and the United States and the European Union have withdrawn funding for the election. Former Catholic Archbishop of Washington Theodore McCarrick, who faces sex abuse accusations, has resigned his position as a cardinal in the Catholic Church. AP's Zaria Shackley reporting.
McCarrick's resignation comes following allegations of sexual abuse, including one involving an 11-year-old boy. McCarrick rose steadily up the U.S. church ranks, and recent weeks have brought a spate of allegations that the 88-year-old, in the course of his clerical career, had sexually abused both boys and adult seminarians. McCarrick had been already removed from public ministry since the 20th of June. Pending a full investigation into allegations, he fondled a teenager over 40 years ago in New York City. A man who was 11 at the time of the first alleged instance of abuse says a sexually abusive relationship continued for two more decades. McCarrick has denied the initial allegation.
AP's Zaria Shackley. U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Turkish Foreign Minister have discussed American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's being detained in Turkey on terrorism and espionage charges. Details of their conversation not disclosed, but President Trump has threatened sanctions on Turkey as part of a pressure campaign to free the pastor. President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the U.S. state of California. Deadly wildfires threatening thousands of homes. There have been five deaths so far, including two children and their great-grandmother. California Fire Chief Ken Pemlet says the battle against the wildfires also is personal for a lot of the firefighters.
There are a lot of people working the fire lines today who have either lost homes, have family members who have lost homes or certainly have been evacuated. And just some Herculean efforts overnight between law enforcement, firefighters, and many others to pull people from harm's way.
Two firefighters have lost their lives in this week's battle to save the homes, the forest, and parkland. That includes Yosemite National Park. It's closed until the end of next week. There are fires in the northern part of the state as well as in the southern part of the state, and you can get more at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.